The U.S. Supreme Court will decide the fate of about 25,000 Arizona and DACA recipients in the upcoming court session this fall. President Obama created the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program via executive order in 2012. Since then, DACA recipients, or DREAMers as they've been called, have lived as quasi-citizens, having legal status but not the full rights granted to legal residents. The latest obstacle came last month when the Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD, ruled that DREAMers are not eligible for FHA home loans. Dulce Matus is the co-founder of the Arizona DREAM Act Coalition and is with me. Dulce, let's begin with a question about this move by HUD. What are the specifics and how could that affect DREAMers?
For the past year since DACA was announced, HUD, which is the Federal Housing Administration, it was very ambiguous as far as if they were going to be insuring loans given to DACA recipients. So it was the investors' discretion to give these loans. And that's why it created a lot of confusion between DACA recipients, whether if they could be homeowners or not. We have been able to help a lot of DACA recipients to get loans, FHA loans, which main purpose is to make housing more accessible. Because if you have a lower credit or if you have some medical collections, we can work around that. Just recently, Ben Carson, the head of HUD, came out with a statement saying that FHA loans were no longer available for DACA recipients. It is very discouraging for a lot of people because it creates more confusion. Even though the DACA recipients are still eligible for conventional loans, I've been receiving a lot of calls and people asking me, can I be a homeowner or not? I think everybody deserves the right to have access to home ownership if they do what you're asked, if you build credit, if you have the down payment. And it's a merit-based achievement that every family should have. And I don't see why this administration will deny access to housing to DACA recipients.
When you hear people on opposite sides of the political aisle, pretty distinct on a lot of issues, even President Trump, even he has said, at times at least, that he supports DACA students, DACA recipients. So does it stun you that this is still, at least as far as it relates to those involved in DACA, that this is still going on, that there isn't anything solved, at least for that group of people?
I think having the DREAM Act pass is long overdue. When I started my work with passing legislation back in 2009, I thought it was a no-brainer. And I set a goal, well, this is only going to take a year. We're going to pass the DREAM Act in 2010. I mean, it's 2019 and it hasn't happened. I think that in some ways you get used to it, that politicians are more concerned about staying in power or getting in power than making a better Arizona or making a better country. And I think it goes back to us. And one thing that it was very important for me to become a citizen and participate in the elections is because I want my voice to be heard. And sometimes when something is taken away from you for such a long time, you don't take it for granted. So I want to challenge all the listeners out there that get discouraged because of the rhetoric on politics, is that we have to hold those politicians accountable and participate. We can no longer stay on the sidelines, and we have to let our opinions be known. And if a politician is not doing what they're supposed to do, like passing the DREAM Act, then we say, you know what? You can't stay in power. We're going to vote you out. And I think that's the challenge that I have for everyone. I don't think that this is a Democrat or Republican issue. This is an American issue. This is to make Arizona better and to make our nation great, and we're a nation of immigrants. And we just need to educate ourselves and just listen to what's going on out there. Don't believe me. Do your own research and you'll be able to figure out, because it's really easy.
The U.S. Supreme Court is going to take up DACA coming up in their next term, so in the fall. That can lead to a lot of anticipation as well. Is there going to be a good outcome, bad outcome, depending on where a person is situated? How much has that fact of the Supreme Court taking up the case, how has that affected your thoughts on it? How has it affected folks who come to you and wonder, what's next for me?
We always knew that DACA was, it is not robust enough. And the reason that we have DACA as an executive order is because Congress has failed to pass legislation. We have a gridlock Congress that doesn't do anything. So I think this is a challenge for us as constituents to go back and demand the DREAM Act to pass, because then the Supreme Court decision wouldn't matter as much. There's other avenues to get this solved. And because politicians choose not to get it solved, we can't stop right there. Every progress of change that I, positive change that I've seen with the community, it doesn't come from a politician. So I wouldn't put my hopes and dreams on elected officials. I would put my hopes and dreams and ordinary people who are day-to-day fighting to make sure that we have good legislation for DACA recipients and dreamers.
All right, Dulcie Matus, good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.